He just sees the field. He is a quick processor, you know, good decision maker, obviously. And he knows when the party's over. He knows when to throw it away or when to scramble and not force it in harm's way. And we're not built right now to overcome a lot of turnovers. And he knows that. And so we're trying to stay on schedule, be efficient, stay ahead of the chains. And he's really done a nice job so far of doing that.
Cliff Kingsbury yesterday out in Arizona. That was a question I think John Keim asked him about, you know, why isn't he throwing an interception? He said, whoa, 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 just stop. Like, don't jinx it. Yeah. He also described the 27-yard touchdown pass to Terry McLaurin as essentially the players, you know, drawing up the play for him. And sometimes you just rely on players to make plays. I like Cliff Kingsbury so far. When you're 2-1 and you're scoring points and you're not punting, it's easy to like the offensive coordinator. But I think that there's a lot just to like about his brain, his creativity, his relationships with, you know, key players like the quarterback. This may have been a match made in heaven. It's still early to come to that conclusion, but so far so good. We are expecting Ben Standing to join us from Arizona. Do we have him? We do. We have Ben Standing, who joins us live from Arizona. You've been out there all week, haven't you, Ben?
I have. I was just on local Phoenix radio, and they said, "Have you been out here when we've had our really big heat wave?" I'm like, it's every day here. It's like over like 110 or around like 110, and even for Phoenix people, they're like, "Nah. This is too much."
Well, I was in Las Vegas back in whatever that was. I was there for the hottest day on record at McCarran. It was 120-something. Denton, remember? What was the I walked outside because I knew it was supposed to be potentially the hottest temperature in Las Vegas history, and I wanted to feel what it felt like. And it was hot. It was really, really hot, even though it's a dry heat. I still think what we get here in the summer is worse. I think the humidity is worse than a dry heat.
Oh, yeah. No, last night I was out getting something to eat. It was 98 degrees at like 8 o'clock at night. It wasn't nearly as bad as some of the days I experienced in D.C. So, yeah, no, it's just a lot. Fortunately, they're not practicing outdoors. They've been practicing inside the bubble. And, you know, when we're there, we're mostly in the bubble or in our media space, so I shouldn't really complain. But yes, it's just warm out here. That is very true.
120. I was there in Vegas on the record-setting temperature day, 120, at least the airport, which I now know it's called the Harry Reid Airport. All right. What's your thoughts on Sunday? Trey McBride officially out. I saw you just tweeted that. That's big, but of course Eckler's out for Washington. But give me your thoughts on how they go into Glendale and get a win.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, obviously you got to feel pretty comfortable with the offense. You know, hardly it's almost hard. I can't even say it's hardly perfect because, you know, they score on every possession now. But obviously, you know, it's still a little bit of a work in progress. No Eckler. They'll have to figure out how to replace him. I'm guessing they'll bring up one of the running backs from the practice squad, and that may be the person to get the second most with McNichols as the sort of fill in the gap guy. But we'll see how that goes. But look, I think this is going to come down to the defense. I mean, you know, as much fun as Jaden Daniels was in this last game, he had to have such a spectacular game to avoid a loss because the defense couldn't stop anyone. The receivers that they have faced this year, Mike Evans, 2 touchdowns, Malik Nabers, 100 yards and a touchdown, Jamar Chase, 2 touchdowns, and now here comes Marvin Harrison Jr., you know, maybe the best rookie receiver this year, and Kyler Murray's obviously been a threat. So, you know, if the defense can't slow them down, you know, you have to imagine Tressway will play more than the holder at some point here. So I think it comes down to that. Obviously, if the offense can keep avoiding turnovers, Jaden Daniels is efficient and effective, then, you know, again, they should be able to put up some points, even though the Cardinals, like in terms of DVOA, are a top 10 defense. So it'll be an interesting challenge. The Cardinals are also without one of their starting defensive linemen, so it's going to be a little thinner up front. But, at some point, Washington's going to have to stop somebody to get a win.
Yeah, for sure. Arizona, what did you say about Arizona's defense? They're 23rd DVOA defense.
Oh, did I read that? Maybe I read that wrong. Then apologies.
Yeah, that's all right. They've struggled, and they really look vulnerable up the middle against the run. I would say that that's an opportunity on Sunday. No, Eckler will be big. So, just big question about the first 3 weeks. What's more surprising to you, that they're terrible on defense or that they're really good, it appears, offensively?
It's got to be offense, right? I mean, regardless of what you thought of Jaden Daniels, you know, however positive you want, I don't know that anybody could have imagined he would be clicking as much as it has been through three games with, you know, really growth over the last, I'd say, six quarters. The defense, I mean, I think we knew the cornerback situation was going to be very questionable, and, you know, were they going to be able to generate much of a pass rush, particularly on the edges? Ironically, of course, it's been the tackles that haven't given them anything in that regard. So, you know, I'm to the extreme that the defense has been not good, maybe that's slightly a surprise, but even then, we knew there were a lot of changes, and, you know, we've also seen this defense last year when it was a struggle. So, yeah, the offense to me is far more surprising just in terms of, you know, how efficient it's been so far.
Denton, what would your answer to that be? We don't have Denton.
Yes, you do Denton, have me. Sorry. Someone walked in here. Say it one more time.
What's more surprising, terrible on defense or really good on offense?
Really good on offense. Terrible on defense should have been a given after last year.
That's Ben's answer. My answer would be the opposite. I thought that they had a chance to be good on offense, not what they were certainly on Monday night. So that's surprising for sure, how far along they are, it would appear. But I did not expect them to be historically awful on defense through the first three games. I thought there would be improvement this year. It was clearly hope, not reality. All right. No Eckler on Sunday. Who else is out?
Cleveland Farrell's out. I don't know that there is anybody else that we're really on big watch for. I mean, Emmanuel Forbes, obviously, until he plays, he hasn't played. But, you know, certainly seems like he's trending in the right direction. If he gets through today at practice, you know, I would imagine, you know, he'll be ready to go. But, you know, we'll see what happens after today. But yeah, I mean, you know, the Eckler one is, I think, the biggest question for sure. They've got at least a few other options to throw at the Cleveland Farrell one, but, you know, this is a, Eckler's a unique player. Again, they have McNichol, who we saw obviously could help with the blocking, but production wise with the ball, I don't know that there's a ton there. Maybe they bring Michael Wiley up off of the practice squad. Obviously he had some good moments in camp as an undrafted free agent. But, you know, also a very inexperienced guy, and that could be a little scary in the backfield with Daniels. But, yeah, they're going to have to find ways to replace Eckler's production, not just on offense, but, you know, the return game. I mean, you know, had the week two touchdown called back last week, the 62-yarder that counted. I mean, that's been obviously a very big deal for them, so they'll have to figure out who's going to help there as well.
Have they called up a running back yet? Have they called up a Wiley or a Rodriguez yet?
That doesn't happen until Saturday.
So, what do you think they'll do?
I mean, in my head, Wiley is the Eckler replacement. Rodriguez is the Robinson replacement. So right. I would assume Wiley. But, you know, again, that's assuming that they want to try to have somebody out there, you know, both maybe as a returner as well as that sort of slippery running back type. So, yeah, if that's what they want, I would think Wiley would be the guy.
Talking to Ben Standing. Of course, Ben is on X on Twitter, at Ben Standing. He writes for The Athletic. And Ben has an excellent podcast that you should listen to called Last Man Standing. And you can get that wherever you get your podcasts. So, you know, we're all hopeful that what we saw Monday night was what we'll continue to see. I would imagine they're going to punt at some point, and I would imagine they're going to throw an interception or turn the ball over at some point. But still, a lot of encouraging signs offensively. Defensively, awful, historically awful over the first 3 weeks of an NFL season. They are so dead last in the league. Like, you know, number 31, the Rams, they're not even close to where Washington is. And I think the solution is the discussion here. You know, I'm sure they're trying to come up with a solution. As fans, we're trying to figure out what the solution is. What is it? Is it time for these guys to come together, communicate better, Joe Witt to get a little more experience? Is it a big personnel change? How do they change the course that they've set out defensively to something more positive?
Well, I guess let me talk about it in a way by mentioning the offense, right? I mean, the offense, obviously, Jane Daniels had a very good start. We see what the running backs are in Terry. But, you know, overall, you know, there's a lot of sort of bit parts that Cliff Kingsbury is trying to piece together. That, you know, the other receivers besides Terry, some questions on the offensive line. The tight end room is, you know, interesting, but it's, you know, not necessarily dynamic yet. But he's found ways to be able to piece it all together, in part because they've been able to do what they wanted. Jaden Daniels is effective throwing. The run game has worked. All the options are kind of available, right? Well, you go to the defense, it's like the exact opposite. They can't stop anything. They're giving up yards on the run, on the ground. And, obviously, the secondary at corner is pretty thin. I think, easier said than done, I guess. But, you know, if John Allen, Daron Payne, and that Bobby Wagner in that front could slow down the run game, that gives them more options then to help with the passing game, if they're putting teams in, you know, second and third and long. But without that, I just think their deficiencies, the way they can be covered up on offense, they can't be covered up on defense. So I think, you know, they've got to figure out a way, because I don't see how the corners aren't going to get better, I don't think. Maybe Forbes does, but, you know, I don't see some major growth here. But up front, that's where I think they should have more production happening with those tackles. Johnny Newton starting to play more. He led the defensive line with 4 tackles last game. You know, Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvre were flying around, but it just all hasn't synced up yet. So, I'm not saying it's Allen and Payne solely, but whoever is, you know, whatever's got to happen to make the run defense improve, I think I would kind of start there, because I just don't think there's only so much they're going to be able to do with cornerback this year.
I totally agree with that. I think that the getting gashed in the run the last 2 weeks has really made everything else even more difficult. But I'm wondering, because you gave Cliff Kingsbury some credit for putting these pieces together. And, you know, other than the quarterback right now and a couple of the pieces you mentioned, Terry, Eckler, et cetera, it's not like, you know, he's assembling, some of the better offensive teams in recent years in terms of talent. Is there any thought that part of what's going on defensively is that Joe Witt Jr.'s new to being a defensive coordinator and calling plays?
I don't know. I mean, maybe to some degree, but, you know, I think, you know, again, did Allen and Payne have their best years last year? I would say no. Right. So it's not like they were coming off Pro Bowl years and now this is happening. So, you know, let's see. I think we need to see a little bit more from them to get going. And sure, I would imagine that Joe Witt Jr. is not able to fully call what he would want, because there are too many questions. Right. If they're not going to get a pass rush, then, you know, it's really hard to deal with this cornerback situation that he's in. So I don't know. I mean, it's only been, you know, 3 games. Obviously, it's hard to judge almost anything definitively, but I'm not going to put this on him quite yet. Again, the personnel, just, we can talk about hard work all you want, but at some point, the personnel is what it is, and the corner room, you know, is pretty rough right now. I mean, the fact that Noah Igbinoghi, a guy who was a former first-round pick, and he's just bounced around the league, though, for most of his career, and he's being viewed as one of their top 3, and then sort of the same thing with Forbes, right? Yeah, there's talent, but, like, it hasn't happened yet, as we know, and he's being viewed as a guy that's kind of needs to be out there. So I think there's only so much you can do there, but the front 7, I think they've got to get more out of that group, both against the run defense as well as in the pass rush.
Do you see a player on either side of the ball that, you know, has played well, but they're excited to see more of? You know, I was curious as to what they thought of Johnny Newton. I think McCaffrey obviously stepped up. We knew that he was open against New York, didn't get those opportunities. But some of those players, are they excited about what they think they're going to see here over the next, you know, few weeks with some of those guys? And if so, who?
Yeah, I think last week you asked me some version of this. I think I said Ben Sinnott, I think, was close. And
yes,
then last week, because there were some opportunities for him there, this didn't quite – didn't quite click. You know, I think they liked a little bit of what they got out of Javonte Jean-Baptiste. I mean, I don't like, you know, I'm not saying he's got a future star, but I think they were, you know, not displeased with a seventh round pick and what he was able to do for them. And this isn't exactly what you're talking about, but every week they definitely rave about Quan Martin, because even though the secondary is kind of getting...
He played well.
Yeah, you're right. Because, I mean, he sort of gets lost in the shuffle. You know, the secondary hasn't played great. Jeremy Chin, arguably off to a bit of a slow start, but Quan Martin's been a guy who's continued to make plays. And, you know, it's one of those things where it'll probably stand out more when the group as a whole is performing better. Right now it gets a little bit lost. But yeah, he's one of those guys that looks, you know, more and more like a future building block going forward.
Yeah. All right. Who do you have and why?
Yeah, I mean, look, last week I was definitely wrong. I mean, I feel like I almost like wasn't wrong, because the Bengals couldn't get stopped, and that was the justification for going that way. But obviously, the offense was Washington's offense was just better. Boy, this is a tough one. I mean, I think the Cardinals have been, you know, they're coming off a tougher week offensively, but I think this Kyler Murray is, you know, he's off to a pretty good year. I think he's due for a special game. The Kyler Murray, Cliff Kingsbury aspect of this is interesting. I'm not going to discount Jaden Daniels at all and what this group's doing, but, you know, at home, you know, I think the Cardinals are a pretty decent team, and I think Kyler Murray for this defense is going to be a tough one to stop. So, you know, I'll go like Cardinals 31-27.
Thank you. Enjoy it this weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday.
Awesome, man. See ya.
Ben Standing, everybody. My smell test next when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, and the Team980.com.